Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Microsoft says Bing is doing better than is widely thought. eBay has opened its US marketplace to Africa, and Google has made a stand against a planned levy. Microsoft has released data showing Bing's market share around the world. Whilst Google dominates most of the world's search engine market, in Bing's largest market of the US, it has an unexpectedly high market share of 33%. Around the world, the company's next largest markets are Taiwan, where it has 26% of the search engine market, and the UK, where it has 23%. It was also reported that Bing has a global search market share of around 10%, with this growth in market share reportedly coming from the recent introduction of a range of new features to Bing. Whilst these figures show a strong market share in many countries, Bing is struggling in others, particularly in Asia. eBay has opened its US platform to African sellers. The move follows a new partnership with moreforafrica.com and allows customers in the US to buy African goods. From this week, products are available to buy from Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, South Africa, and Burundi. The categories available to buyers are style, fashion, art, jewelry, and clothing. Users can access these items through the platform's Mall for Africa store. This is the second major move in the partnership after Mall for Africa launched an eBay-powered platform for African buyers to buy from the US in 2016. eBay's general manager of Latin America and US exports said that in 2016, their focus was about how they could work with a partner to overcome shipping, payment, and trade barriers to offer eBay selection in Africa, adding that it now made sense to open up the American market to sellers in Africa. Google's Australian division has taken a stance against a planned levy on internet aggregators that the government wants to impose in order to help the country's journalism industry. A government committee recently heard that up to 3,000 jobs in Australian journalism had been lost in the past 5 years due to internet aggregators. In order to help curtail this issue, it was suggested that companies like Google should help to prop up the industry. However, the managing director of Google Australia, Jason Pellegrino, responded by saying that the setting of rules is the job of the government, adding that handouts, regulations, and intervention were not the answer. Pellegrino added that levies had proven not to be an effective answer to such problems, saying that the challenge came from shifting consumer behavior. Nestlé has announced a partnership with the Thai e-commerce marketplace 11 Street Thailand. The partnership will see the launch of a Nestlé official store, along with a grand launch promotion, which includes free 25% and 30% off coupons until the end of August. Primarily, the deal has been made to boost online sales for Nestlé, with the company now being able to offer another channel for consumers to enjoy their tastier, healthier products. 11 Street Thailand's vice president said that it was committed to supporting traditional businesses to join the e-commerce movement, as it provides greater awareness as well as convenience for consumers today. Nestlé's sales director added that the marketplace presents an opportunity for businesses to grow together through its effectiveness in reaching online consumers. And finally, a new app has been announced in China allowing users to hire their own bodyguard. Set to be launched in September in the northeast of the country, the service will work much like a taxi hailing app like Uber. Individuals using the app will be able to contact around 50,000 security staff working for 47 different companies. The expected price of personal protection is between around £8 and £23 per hour, depending on the service. One of the app's developers said that potential bodyguards have been forced to take manners and etiquette training classes, adding that they must also wear a uniform at all times. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.